here's a story from The World.
In Peru, at long last, a president, officially. Pedro Castillo, a former rural school teacher, spoke before thousands of supporters in downtown Lima last night. More than 6 weeks after Election Day, it was declared that Castillo won the race by a hair, just 0.25 percentage point. Castillo is the son of illiterate farmers from Peru's northern Andean highlands. It will be the first time he holds public office. For more, we have the world's Latin America correspondent on the line, Jorge Valencia. Jorge, why did it take so long to have the official results?
Well, Marco, because that's how long it took for elections officials to sort through claims of voting fraud. Castillo's opponent, the former congresswoman Keiko Fujimori, issued a litany of complaints of irregularities that we now know were unfounded. So many see that this now official result is a repudiation of the establishment that Keiko Fujimori represents. I spoke with Javier Portocarrero Maish. He's the executive director of a think tank in Lima called the Social and Economic Research Consortium of Peru.
Esta elección, que es un voto por el cambio, sobre todo uno ve un patrón muy diferente.
Portocarrero Maish says that the official result to him represents a vote for change, because Pedro Castillo, he's a member of a party that is rooted in Marxism and Leninism. So for a country that is as conservative as Peru is, for voters to vote for a member of that party, it means that people are really asking for a major economic change in the country.
Mm. So politically, as you said, Jorge, Castillo is very different from mainstream politicians in Peru. Also, Castillo's background as someone from a rural and largely indigenous area is not common among Peruvian politicians. How much was that a factor in the elections?
I think that it was a big factor. Pedro Castillo is the first candidate in recent memory to come directly from rural Peru to the presidency. And he won largely on the support of rural areas. He won by a landslide in some parts of the Andes, some parts of the Amazon, where a lot of people like him who might be farmers, who might come from indigenous backgrounds, are from. I spoke about this with Juan Carlos Gallegos. He's been studying race and ethnicity in Peru for years now, and he's a professor at the Catholic University at Lima.
He's a rural teacher. He's from an Indian background. And so he is part of the underdogs, to say it in an American way. So I think people identify with him easily.
Now, Marco, I think it's worth highlighting that not only was Castillo's background a factor in the support that he got, but it was also very likely a factor in the opposition that he received. The claims of voting fraud focused almost entirely on mostly indigenous areas, which is where Castillo got most of his support from.
But I'm wondering, Jorge, with such a thin margin of victory nationally for Castillo over Fujimori, a quarter of a percentage point, will there be Peruvians who won't see his victory as a mandate to govern?
I think that there already are. I mean, what some political scientists say is that they believe that something similar to what we saw in the U.S.'s election is what might happen in Peru, that some people might continue to say, we think that the vote was stolen and therefore he is not our president. And also, Keiko Fujimori has a lot of political capital. Her father is the former president, Alberto Fujimori, and this is the third time that she comes within an inch of becoming president herself. And it is very likely that she herself will continue to present opposition to Pedro Castillo.
So, Jorge, now that there is an official result, Pedro Castillo is president, what are voters saying about this man who will officially become president on the 28th of July?
I think, Marco, that people, whether or not they support Pedro Castillo, I think a majority of the country is just relieved to have certainty and to know who the next president will be. I spoke with Selene Prado. She is a university student in Lima, and here's what she had to say.
Yo voté por Pedro Castillo porque los peruanos realmente creemos que el Perú necesita un cambio radical.
Prado says that she voted for Pedro Castillo and that she wants to see a radical change in Peru. Now, Congress is divided among many parties, but the people who voted for him, they say that what they want is radical change.
The world's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia on the final official result of the Peruvian presidential race, Pedro Castillo, the victor. Jorge, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome, Marco.